Well, joining me live in the studio this morning, we have special guest, State Representative Patrick Kearney. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And you are the fourth Plymouth District.
Yes.
Scituate, I think all of Marshfield except one precinct, and now one precinct
now
in
Norwell.
Okay, good. So you got a great area to represent. You know, when I think of you, I think of the fishing industry. I know you're a strong advocate of that industry, and I know the lobster industry has really come under attack recently. Tell me the steps that you've been taking to help people maintain a living and actually be able to continue making a living in the lobster industry.
So thank you so much for asking about it, because it's an important issue. We have 78 coastal communities here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We have a vibrant fishing industry that makes up the fabric of all those communities, but certainly the 4th Plymouth District. And right now, the federal government, and for the past few years, the federal government has been shutting the lobster fishery down due to issues with entanglements with right whales, which has a whole host of things, issues with it. But what we're trying to do is advocate for any possible way for the fishermen to fish, and we're trying to be respectful of their concerns of entanglements. We've worked with Senator Tarr, Senator Patrick O'Connor, who also represents the South Shore, to create a grant program for vertical line pop-up gear, so that the vertical lines are not in the water, that the traps are sitting on the seabed, and that the buoy will pop up when activated by the boat, so those vertical lines are not in the water. Whales aren't being entangled. But the real question is looking at it from a bigger perspective, and that is we've had over 21 whales die since this December 1st of this year, up and down the East Coast, all the way from Maine down to Virginia. And lobster fishing and entanglements in these waters are not causing the deaths of these whales. None of those whales have washed up with anything tangled in them. Most of them are due to ship strikes. And a lot of concern is being raised by myself and other legislators, even in Congress, about the development of offshore wind and drilling 138 feet into the seabed, and what that sound and disruption in the ecosystem is causing to these whales. So
when they talk about the sound, is that, and again, I'm not an expert on this, but doesn't that somehow interfere with the whale sonar? I don't know what the correct word is, the way they navigate. Maybe that has something to do with the beachings. And again, I'm not an expert.
Yeah, I mean, we know that whales use echolocation to communicate with each other. That communication, they're mammals, leads to reproduction. When we are interfering and we're putting a lot of different sounds into the water, it's loud to drill for oil. It's loud to drill a windmill into the seabed. We shouldn't be doing it, and if we're going to be doing it, we shouldn't be banning an industry that already exists. We've done over 5 million in my district alone. We did over 5 million in lobster sales last year. Statewide, the fishing industry has billions of dollars in economic impact, and if we're going to be shutting that down to create a new industry, and the reason we're shutting it down is because of the whales, and the new industry that we're creating is killing the whales, it doesn't make sense. So we have to, you know, address these problems and you know, be aware of the fact that we are getting rid of an industry that has already been successful and vibrant for the state. We have a cod that hangs in the Massachusetts legislature to remind lawmakers of the importance of the fishing industry, and that goes back to the 1700s.
What about House Docket 940 that would allow for the reopening of the lobster fishery? If you could just give me a quick recap of that.
So there's a big debate about what state governments can and can't not do. We have a big discussion and have been having discussions about access to abortion care on state and federal levels, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, and whether or not sheriffs in certain counties should be engaging with 278G housing agreements with Homeland Security. And we as a state have to be consistent. Cannabis is still federally illegal, and mm-hmm. we have a booming cannabis industry here in the state. So if we are willing to not pay attention to certain federal laws, but we're respecting certain federal laws, we have state waters. Massachusetts, the state owns the waters out to the 3 nautical mile line. I think that we should be taking a stand and saying we're going to allow lobster fishing in state waters, because they're state waters. They're not federal. So,
no. If people have more questions, they want to find out more about these issues with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you in your office?
You can always reach out to us at the State House, 617-722-2014. Is my office, and you can always reach out to me via email as well at patrick.kearney@mahouse.gov.
Thanks so much for joining us again. That's State Representative Patrick Kearney.